yokubuyisela.
Hallelujah.
Positioning yourself
kutibeka endaweni
for divine restoration.
Kwabuyiselwa lokunto kuNkulunkulu.
Most of what we were talking about this month
lokunengele besikhuluma ngako kulenyanga
was about faith working for you.
Ungekukholwa ukusebenzela.
Keeping your faith alive.
Ugcina ukukholwa kwakho ukuphila.
Allowing your faith to know the will of God.
Kwenda ukuvumela ukukholwa ukuthi kwathi ithando yaNkulunkulu.
Fear makes you to know the will of your enemy.
Kusaba ke ukwenda ukuthi wathi ithando yesitha.
When you are afraid,
nangabe jowesaba.
Fear brings to you.
Ukwesaba ke kuletha kuwe.
The will of your enemy.
Intando yesitha sakho.
But once you know the will of God.
Kepha ke wase wathi intando
yaNkulunkulu. Once you allow your faith to know the will of God.
Wase uvumela ukukholwa kwakho ukuthi kwathi intando yaNkulunkulu.
You will overcome everything.
Utawuqoba konke.
But fear doesn't want you to know.
Kepha ke kusaba kufuna ukuthi wathi
the will of God.
Intando yaNkulunkulu.
If there is one success the enemy will succeed in doing or will say he has succeeded in doing.
Nangabe kukhona infositha letathi ikuphumelele kwenteni kukwenda.
If there is a way where the enemy will say I have succeeded.
Nakunendlela lesithathi sitha kuso ngiphumelele.
Is when he has not allowed you to know the will of God.
Ule khona singeke sibe sikwende what intando yaNkulunkulu.
It is not a nice thing to the enemy to know that you know the will of God.
Akusukho ipolenhle sithembe ukuthi sathi ukuthi wena uyayathi intando yaNkulunkulu.
Asifuni sitha ukuthi wathi intando yaNkulunkulu.
The enemy doesn't want you to know that you know the will of God.
The enemy wants you to know.
Ufuna ukuthi nje wathi
his own will.
Intando yakhe phela.
Which brings fear.
The letter wesaba.
Which brings doubt.
The letter negqabada.
Faith
ukholwa
says I know the will of God.
Sithi uthi mina ngiyathi ithando yaNkulunkulu
concerning my life.
Ngempilo yami.
In all circumstances.
Kunto yonke timo.
Faith will say
ukholwa kutakuthi
but I know the will of God.
Kepha mina ngiyathi ithando yaNkulunkulu.
Things may not be how I wanted them to be.
Kodwa ngiyethemba ngalendlela mina ledibana.
But I know the will of God.
Kepha ngiyathi ithando yaNkulunkulu
concerning my life.
Ngempilo yami.
I know the will of Jehovah.
Yayati intando ya Jehovah
concerning my life.
Ngempilo yami.
I may be in a desperate situation.
Ngingahle ngibenze simeli lesibugayi noma la ngidinge khona kakhulu.
But I still know.
Kepha ke selokungiyati
the will of God.
Intando yaNkulunkulu
concerning my life.
Ngempilo yami.
2 Kings
Incwadi yamakhosi yesibili
chapter 7.
Sehluko sesikhobhisa.
I we are reading about some men. Some men
emadvodza
who are in a desperate situation
lebeka kade asesimeni la kade ngekhona kakhulu
and they began to minister to one another
abese yaqala ke yashumayelana
or they spoke to one another
bakhuluma ke kulomunye ngamunye
with a question
ngempudo
why sit here
kuthi sihlelileke la
till we die
sise sife.
Why sit here?
Sihletilene la.
Till we die.
Sise sife.
Go to verse 3. The Bible says,
Now
there were four leprous men.
Kwakukhona emadvodza lamane labenesifo sebulephe.
Entrance of the gate.
Labeshana ngasesangweni lelidolobha.
They said to one another.
Bakhulumisana odvana athi.
Turn to your neighbor and say.
Khuluma kumakhelwane uthi.
Why sit here?
Uhletilene lapha.
Till we die.
Sise sife.
I mean in the situation you are facing.
Ngisho kulesimo labhekene nayo.
I mean in the status you are occupying.
Ume kule status ohlethi kuwe.
Why sit in the same level?
Uhlethileni kulelo zinga.
Till you die.
Uze ufe.
They said to one another.
Akhulumisana bodwana.
Why are we sitting here?
Bathi sihlaleleni lapha.
Until we die.
Sise sife.
Verse 4.
Iverse la 4.
If we say we will enter the city,
nasithi asigene edolobheni.
The famine is in the city.
Sitawufa indlala.
We shall die there.
Sitawufa indlala.
And if we sit here,
noma singahlala la.
We shall die also.
Sitawufa.
Now therefore,
ngakho ke,
come let us surrender.
Ngona sembe siye enga
to the army of the Syrians, if they keep us alive, we shall be alive. God wants to keep you alive. God wants to keep you alive. God wants to keep you alive. And they said, if they kill us, we shall only die. There will just be one thing happening. It's just to die. But if they keep us alive, we shall live. Verse 5. And they rose at twilight to go to the camp. And when they had come to the outskirts of the Syrian camp, to their surprise, to them it was to their surprise. I bring to your surprise today. May there be something that will come to your surprise in the name of Jesus. When you thought all was over, when you thought all was over, to their surprise in your faith, when faith takes you to a position of your surprise, may your faith today take you to a position of your surprise in the name of Jesus. To the your surprise, 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 to the your surprise. Why sit here till I die? But the moment they discussed, their discussion was not about how comfortable they can be, but their discussion was how can we change the situation. I am here to say to you, you can change the situation in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. To their surprise, there was no one there. What you were afraid to achieve, what you were afraid to get into, to your surprise, what you fear is not there. In the name of Jesus. It was to their surprise. And if it was to their surprise, let there be something to my surprise in the name of Jesus. And the Lord had caused the army of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots and the noise of horses and the noise of a great army. I decree right now, amid sharp noises against your enemy, in the name of Jesus, it was the noise of the chariot, and whatsoever escaped the noise of the chariot, whatever escaped the noise of the chariot, do not survive the noise of the horse. And that escaped the noise of the horse do not escape the noise of the army. There is the noise of chariots. There is the noise of horses. And there is the noise of the army. What kind of a noise does your situation need to hear? What kind of noise? What kind of noise? May your situation hear the noise of your praise. Hear the noise of your prayer. Hear the noise of your faith. Lord, let the situation before me hear the noise of my praise to you. Let it hear the noise of my praise to you. The enemy wants you to hear the noise of faith, the noise of fear. But I'm here to bring another noise, which is the noise of victory in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, they said to one another, look, look, the king of Israel, has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians. This was what the Syrians were saying. They said maybe the kings of Israel has gathered other kings to attack us. But it was just for men. Coming in power. Coming in the glory of God. In the name of Jesus. They were the kind of people who were saying inside, who are you, mountain, standing against our lives? You shall be brought down. In the name of Jesus. They were changing positions. They were changing positions. Today, in the name of Jesus, you can change your status. You can change your position. And when you change, that is where your restoration is. When they remained by the entrance, deeds were just the same. As they remained by the gate, nothing was making noise. Nothing was making noise to the enemy. But the moment they stood up, some noise was heard. Some noise was heard. When we stand up and worship God, we send a powerful thunder. We send a powerful noise to the enemy in Jesus' name. In your praise. In your praise. In your prayer. In your worship. May it send noise to the enemy's camp. If you are a worshiper in the house of God, ask yourself, does my voice send some noise to the enemy's camp? So that the enemy can clear the way. Position yourself in the name of Jesus. Their breakthrough was when they decided to go. But as they were going, the lepers were still upon them. And as they were going, hunger was still upon them. And when they were going, things had not changed. But when they arrived, they landed in the place of plenty. May you land in your place of plenty. May you land in your place of plenty. In the name of Jesus Christ. It was a very desperate situation. It was a life of stagnation. It was a life of the same situation. Day after day, they were away from people. Because they, in fact, it was their way of operation. That when you suffer from leprosy, you will shout whenever people are coming next to you and tell them that you are a leper or you are a leper, so that they move far from you. I decree and I declare, as a servant of God, every symptom of leprosy that was in your life, let it be washed away by the blood of Jesus. Some have come to church and they positioned themselves in church, but while in church, they failed to position themselves to the will of God. Sometimes it may be easy to be in church. Position yourself in a church. But how far have you positioned yourself with the will of God? With the will of God. Well, children of God are positioned in the will of God, they never remain defeated. They never remain defeated. In the name of Jesus. You will never remain in bondage. You will never remain in lack. You will not remain in lack. in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. God has always been willing. God has always been willing. The children of Israel, what they could do when you are suffering from leprosy, they will just take you away from the rest. That is how far they could go. But when God is in the midst of his people, he makes their walking like the sound of chariots.
Hallelujah.
And he makes their walking like the sound of horses. Then he makes their walking like the sound of an army. In the name of Jesus. There is an army within you. There is an army within you. Arise, O child of God, and see the enemy getting scattered before you.
Hallelujah.
But you need to arise. You need to arise. Arise and shine. For the glory of God has descended upon you. Has the Egyptians gathered together to attack us? Has the Egyptians gathered together to defeat us? But it was the heaven's army. There is a heaven's army today. There is a heaven's army today to accompany you to the glory of God, to accompany you to the power of God, to accompany you to the desires of God. Your destiny cannot be sabotaged by the enemy. In the name of Jesus, your destiny will not be sabotaged by where you come from. Your destiny cannot be sabotaged by your life challenges. Sometimes in a challenge, you need to know the will of God concerning your life. What I'm going through is not nice, but I know the will of God. It's like these people were having undefined faith, saying to themselves, getting into the camp, it's either they kill us or they keep us alive. If they kill us, we'll just die and it will be over. But if they keep us alive, if they are willing to keep us alive, and Jesus is willing to keep you alive, he will keep you alive. Even from that background you come from, Jesus will keep you alive. Jesus will keep you alive. You can't remain like this forever. Position yourself for divine restoration. The Bible says in the book of Joel. The Bible says in the book of Joel. Joel chapter 2 verse 25. The Bible says, and I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. I will restore. May God restore it to you. Whatever delay was in your life, may God restore to you. What was eaten by the locust? What was eaten by the kangaroo? What was eaten by the caterpillar? What was eaten by everywhere?
Hallelujah.
Let it be restored. In the name of Jesus. When the four men walked, they thought it was just them walking, but it was the heaven's army walking for them. I call upon an army of God to walk for you in the name of Jesus. When the army walks for you, the enemy will know it. But when you walk for yourself, the enemy will know it as well. By what power? By what power are you doing what you are doing? by God's power, I open doors that no enemy can close. By God's power, I decree healing and sickness leaves. By God's power, I call upon opportunities to come for you in the name of Jesus.
If you are here and you are asking,
Pastor, by whose power are you calling my opportunity to come forth? By whose power are you calling for my future to live again? By whose power are you declaring what you are declaring? By God's power, I call for your opportunity to come your way in the name of Jesus. The God of opportunities, may He open one for you. Jesus' name. By whose power are you healing the sick? By God's power. When I lay my hand upon the sick, they leave. By God's power. When I pray for people to receive a breakthrough, they enjoy a breakthrough. By God's power, may you enjoy your own breakthrough in the name of Jesus. By God's power. By God's power. By God's power. By God's power. To their surprise. May it be to your surprise. Today, may it be to your surprise. Where you never thought you can receive a call, may you receive a call to your surprise in the name of Jesus. Where you thought your application was already thrown away, I decree as a man of God, may it be to your surprise. Where I applied last year, I received a call to my surprise. Let it be to your surprise. Let it be to your surprise. They told you that the vacancy you applied for has already been occupied. But let it be something to your surprise in the name of Jesus. When it is to your surprise, you say, Lord, I thank you. It is to my surprise. Lord, I appreciate you for something to my surprise. To their surprise. When they got there, what they were afraid of was not there. Let it be to your surprise today. Let there be something to your surprise. You know, to your surprise, where you thought you were going to die, may you receive strength to live again. To your surprise. To your surprise. To your surprise. To your surprise. The relationship that you thought was broken, let it be restored to your surprise in the name of Jesus. To my surprise, to your surprise, to our surprise, God is glorified. To your surprise, to my surprise, to our surprise, let God be glorified. Let it be to your surprise. Let it be to your surprise. Let your restoration come immediately in the name of Jesus. Because this Jesus has always been willing. He has always been willing. You thought you as a learner, as a learner in an institution, you thought your grade was too low. As you go for an exam, you thought all was funny to all funny. But to your surprise, but to your surprise, let there be something to your surprise. In the name of Jesus. They that walk by the faith of God, they always receive things to their surprise. They always receive things to their surprise. Maybe you are here today. You have heard others testify that I was sick. I went to bed sick. But to my surprise, the next day I was strong again. May you be strong today in the name of Jesus. What time? When Jesus wanted to deliver the children of Israel, Pharaoh was asked a question.
Pharaoh wabuta umbuzo.
After God had released frogs upon everything, there were frogs all over. Then Pharaoh was asked, when do you want these frogs to stop? And Pharaoh said, tomorrow. My question is, why do you want to sleep with frogs for one night? When the question said, when do you want them to leave? Some people God is asking. There is a question that God is asking. When do you want to get healed? If you say in the evening, it means you are saying, let me have a few hours with the
sickness.
But I'm here to announce for you, let there be no other hour with that same frog in the name of Jesus. Unlike Pharaoh, I'm not going to say next day. I'm not going to say next week. I say the time of the frogs is over right now. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever frogs were eating your life, draining your life, bringing you down, let it stop now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Pharaoh said,
what's your father?
Let it be tomorrow. I don't know at what time of the day was the question asked, but I've got a question for Pharaoh. Why do you want to have another night with the frogs? Are you enjoying their presence? But I'm here to announce to you, if you don't enjoy its presence, cast it out now in Jesus' name. Why another night, Father? Because you need to change your position. If you decree and declare that, let it be now. It shall be now. It will be now. Maybe you want God to heal you. Don't wait and say, I pray that when I get to hospital on Monday, Lord, heal me there. Because the Bible says, when Jesus prayed for the people who were having leprosy, at that instant, they were healed. I need the instant anointing. That makes it now. That makes it now. In the name of Jesus. Let it be now with your children. Let it be now with your children. Let it be now with your family. Let it be now with your family. When they arrived in the enemy's camp, they discovered that the enemy was not there. What does that tell me? It tells me from the moment they took the decision, the enemy was already made uncomfortable. May your commitment to God make the enemy uncomfortable in your house in Jesus' name, in your life in Jesus' name, in your education in Jesus' name. Let the enemy not be comfortable. In the name of Jesus. One time I made an example. I said to the church, whenever an unwelcome visitor comes to your house, don't offer him a chair. Just stand by the door. What have you come for? Just by doing that, you are indicating, I don't want to make you comfortable. You are not welcome to my house. But what is the message? Even if
in sickness.
Cool.
It reminds us that there is death. So if it had come to remind you, let it not stay in the name of Jesus. Let it give the reminder and then leave in the name of Jesus. Because it is not welcome in my house. If it lack, Paul says one time, I've learned to be satisfied. Whether in lack or in plenty. What does that tell you?
It
means there was a moment in the life of Paul where he would lack something. And during those times, he would learn one statement. And my God will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Today I say to you, you are moving from one position to another position for your restoration. You are recovering. You are restored in your victory in the name of Jesus. Some of us were singing a victory song when the year started. Some of us, we were singing a victory song when the year started. But down the line, the enemy changed that song into a song of fear. But right now, I restore the song of joy in your life in Jesus' name. Let that song come alive today. And you will say to people, to my surprise, the song I was singing in January has come back again. The song I was singing in February has come back again. To my surprise. Let it be to your surprise. Let it be to your surprise. To your surprise. The declarations that we made here when we were crossing over the year
2025,
the things that we declared here, may they come to you to your surprise in the name of Jesus. Why is it a surprise? It's not that I did not expect it. It's just that the enemy magnified that the year is coming to an end and made you forget that even in the last moment God can do a miracle. To your surprise, what is surprising you is not that you were not expected. It's just that I thought time was up. Time was up. When I thought time was up, God said, I'm opening a new chapter. When I thought the book was closed, God said, I'm opening another book. May God open a book of favor for your life in Jesus' name. Maybe you were applying for something, and all the interviews have been done.
Okay, my interviews get again.
We were expected to be called. And to your surprise, or to your discouragement, you thought it was over. But let God intervene in your situation. Let God intervene in your
situation.
I like the testimony of one lady. She was on the stories the past few weeks about being chased away from her workplace because she had gone for graduation. And in the workplace, they chased her
away.
If what they write is true, to her surprise, the rejection from her workplace made her to be contained by the favor of God. I don't know if she is a believer, but if she is a believer, I can just preach to her. Serve this God. Believe this God. Continue. Because when the enemy thought he's closing the chapter, The enemy thinks that he's closing the day for you. God says, I open a year for him. May your year be open. In the name of Jesus. It's something that I write in the newspaper. But I looked at it and said, you know, to us as believers, when the enemy closes one door, God opens a double door. In the name of Jesus. Just position yourself. Just position yourself. Let me say this to the young people. Even during a time where there is no employment, still continue in education. Because through education, you are positioning yourself. You are positioning yourself. So that when he calls, I will answer. I will be somewhere with my certificates. Positioning yourself. Positioning yourself. You are believing God for marriage. Position yourself. Package yourself well as a young man. Package yourself well as a lady.
Hallelujah.
Some writers say, as a person who is believing God for a marriage, position yourself even when you are walking down the streets. Don't walk fast like you are preparing for marriage. As if you are going to buy a ring. Walk majestically. And make God to bring the right person to meet you at the right place and at the right time. Package yourself. Don't wait for marriage to come like lightning. Because once it comes like lightning, it will disappear like lightning. But I'm here to say to you, I know lilies are mating. As a young lady, package yourself. Package yourself. Right.
Hallelujah.
You know, when somebody goes to a shop, because they are the best visitors to shops. When they go to a shop, they look around for something that they can stay with in the house. They don't just buy anything. They look for something they can stay with in the house.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Shumayela Bishop. But what I'm saying to us, positioning yourself is not only in prayer, but it is also in packaging yourself. Package yourself nice. When young people are in a camp, let me say, when people are going for homecoming, go there. You may not know who you are going to meet then. In the name of Jesus, package yourself well. As a young man, and as a young woman, package yourself well. Position yourself for divine restoration. When you position yourself for divine restoration, you get surprised. Is this happening to me? Is this happening to me? And when you are in the right position, your expectations will not be cut off. In the name of Jesus. May your expectations be not cut off. In the name of Jesus.
Having said that,
don't exaggerate things. Don't overdo it till it gets people away. But position yourself. God, even
when things are tough in families, God is still willing for people to get married. God is still willing. Even though this is not easy, but God is still willing. And for your case, He's willing. He's willing. For your case, He's willing. This faith makes us carry things. This faith makes us to enjoy things. May you receive something to enjoy in the name of Jesus. If you have tasted something bitter for a long time, from today, may you taste something good that comes from the Lord. In the name of Jesus. May you receive it by faith. 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 If you believe in God for healing, I pray that it happens now. In the name of Jesus. I'm not saying after this service. I'm not saying after this service. I am saying right now. Be healed. Jesus' name. If you had applied for a job somewhere, I pray to God that there be something that will come to your surprise. I thought the position is already been filled. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You know, allow me to say this. There was something that my daughter was going through. This daughter, these few 2 weeks, and we stood in the gap, erasing a certain letter that had already been written. We said, Lord, you can withdraw it. You have got the power to give and to withdraw. This one, we call upon your name, let it be withdrawn. And it was so in the name of Jesus. If it happened with her, it can happen with you. It can happen with you. A letter of demotion is not your portion. In the name of Jesus. In any letter disgraces you, let it be nullified. In Jesus' name. May you not receive it. In the name of Jesus. Because I am positioned for glory. And no letter of demotion can glorify God. I am meant for glory. I am meant for glory. And no letter of shame can come to you. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands together.
Hallelujah.
Put your hands together.
Hallelujah.
Lord, are you willing? Lord, are you willing that these people receive your grace? I know you are willing. Right now, in the name of Jesus, as I stand before them, I pray your will. I pray your will over my sister, over my brother, over my mother, over my father here, over our Sunday school, over the youth. I am praying your will in the name of Jesus. Close your eyes where you are. Lord, I pray for each and every one, for each and every family that is sitting under my voice, I reverse every noise of the enemy. The noise of the enemy is shut right now. In the name of Jesus. And I magnify the noise of victory. In the name of Jesus. The noise of joy. In the name of Jesus. In his case, In his case, let there be joy. Lord, perfect. Perfect. What concerns them? What concerns me? Perfect it. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray. Lord, I pray. Lord, I pray. If there is a letter to be withdrawn, let it be withdrawn.
I withdraw.
In the name of Jesus. If there is a letter to be written, let it be written and received. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together, everybody. Let us stand on our feet.